What do you get when you put a group of fanboys in a room with a mic? From video games, comics, and movies to uncensored social commentary, nothing is off limits. With your hosts, Pistol P Jr., The Blue Guy, Chuck Bitch, G-Roll, and Player 2, this is The Real Press Start. So sit down, load up, log in, and press start.
Welcome to the Peter and Al podcast. Oh yeah, it's time to put the headphones in and put them Peters out. Because it's time for the Peter and Al podcast with Pistol Pete Jr. and the infamous Jeezy Weezy.
A.K.A. not addicted to lady forms.
No, what was it? It was not chain smoking lady boys.
Oh god, that's an inside joke. Sorry about that. It was just fresh on my mind.
Still a ridiculous concept.
Yes. I just was on my feed when I was pulling up the story, so I want to just share this.
Okay.
It says women are hornier than men. Changed my mind. Someone responded to that tweet was, I was so horny once, I made a hole in my wall and started fucking my house. Oh, God. I think we've all been there. Right?
No, but then women also fuck their shower heads, so is that fucking their house?
I mean, I think that's fucking the shower.
But it's part of the house.
It is part of the house. But
that's like, if you fuck the, you're just fucking the wall then. You're not fucking the house.
Yeah, I mean, but the wall is, I guess, if you want to get technical, I think you're fucking the room, maybe. Mm-hmm. Not necessarily the entire house, unless you're like, go outside and go home the wall. Let's think you're outside the house, then you're...
Yeah, how could you fuck the house entirely? If fucking the shower is not the house.
Yeah, I think it would take going outside. Drilling the hole and then, like, you know, fucking the outside.
The outside?
Yeah, because then you're fucking the.
Yeah, because then you're fucking it from the inside.
Yeah.
And then now you're, what are you?
Yeah, what are you? I think that guy probably asked himself that when he was done. What am I?
What am I?
Oh, God. We didn't do an episode last week. No. The 4th of July.
Because you were a fucking lazy piece of shit.
Yeah. And Anime Expo and then 4th of July and yeah. Anime Expo was fucking cool. I only went for Sunday.
It was a lot of fun.
I liked it a lot. It was my first time going. Mm-hmm. I thought it was pretty fucking awesome.
Did it make you want to watch more anime?
It did make me want to watch more anime. like I said before we got there, I was afraid I was gonna be the old man because it was like
yeah, there's other old people there.
Yeah, there was but it was like I don't really like I haven't really watched anything new. Like I watched a couple episodes of My Hero. I watched like one episode of Jujutsu Kaisen. I watched one episode of or two episodes of fucking Attack on Titan. Mm-hmm. Like I haven't really watched anything new and popular.
Yeah,
you know, even Chainsaw. I've watched what two episodes of Chainsaw Man.
Yeah, I think so.
So
and I forced you to watch them.
No, and I want to like that's the things I want to watch. It's just like I have all like this fucking queue that I gotta get through, and it's like fuck. So I felt like I was gonna be going in like I don't know what any of this is.
Actually, you only watched one episode of Chainsaw Man, and then I watched you, and then I forced you to watch the throw up scene.
Yeah, you're right. So yeah, I only watched an episode and a scene. Mm-hmm. So, but yeah, it was cool. But I've decided what I'm gonna do next year. I'll probably wear a costume. I don't know. I don't know if I'm going to dress up in cosplay or not. Mm-hmm. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to bring a sign with me that says, it's not even anime, bro. That's not even anime, bro. And just anyone that's not, like, anyone that's in cosplay but not in anime, I'm just going to take a picture with them holding up that sign. Not even anime, bro. That was my catchphrase over
That'd
there.
That'd be cool. Yeah. And you were getting annoying.
I wasn't. It's not like I was upset about it. It was just mm-hmm. me just fucking around. Like, no, that's not even anime, bro. This is Anime Expo. It's not fucking... That ghost was cool as shit.
Yeah. But there's so many, like, non-anime people that it was starting to get annoying just because
there's so many non-anime. Yeah. How you, like, if you're gonna come... Like, I get it, but at the same time, like
I think it's a cartoon.
Yeah, right? There was, I wanted to stop and get a picture with the guy, but he had the helmet off, and you could tell he was clearly like taking a break. Like he had been had it was, but he was wearing the Cyber Ninja from Metal Gear Solid 2.
Oh,
the blue and red one.
Mm.
He was wearing that one. I was like, oh fuck. That's awesome.
But it's not anime. I can't take a picture.
Yeah, it's not even anime, bro. Oh, shit. We ran into the United Wrestling Championship heavyweight champion, Drew Masters. He was there.
Drew Masters Pro.
Yeah, Drew Masters Pro. Yeah, follow him on Instagram at Drew Masters Pro. He wasn't dressed in anime either. He was dressed as Toad.
Fucking Toad.
Fucking Toad, man.
Wait, isn't there a Mario anime? Like a little, like... 8-minute one?
Is there? Okay. No, okay.
There might be.
I'll allow it.
I think it's like a little fan thing, but it's anime style.
Yeah. All right. I'll allow it. San Diego Comic-Con is this weekend or next weekend?
I don't know.
I know it's coming up soon. I would like to go to San Diego. We don't have tickets to the con, obviously, but... Because we don't even know when the dates are.
Yeah, it's relatively easy. We could just take the fucking train down there like I did.
Yeah, like you did.
It was so simple.
Yeah.
And you get and the train station you get off at is literally like at the around center? The block at the.
Yeah. I wanna. Yeah, I definitely want to do that because that'd be fucking cool as shit. I mean, with the time we went, I mean, there was so much to do outside, mm-hmm. like not even at the con.
Yeah. Hey, we could easily just go there and then like hang out for the day and then come back.
Yeah.
And
that's it. See, that's what's cool about the San Diego Comic-Con, because, I mean, I feel like San Diego Comic-Con is, like, it's considered the Comic-Con.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's like, it's the Super Bowl of Comic-Cons. It's, you know, it's the WrestleMania of Comic-Cons.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the LA Comic-Con is cool, but you don't see what they, like, you don't see the exterior
it's
stuff.
It's not grand, yeah.
Yeah, whereas San Diego, like, San Diego
it's like the
down.
Whole, yeah, the whole city is fucking...
It's in on it, yeah. Which is
fucking... Or at least there's, like, 4 or 5 blocks that are just...
Fuck. Oh, wait, no. That was just my muscle. Never mind. That was
like a weird bump.
Yeah. Like, I thought I got bit by something. I was like, what the fuck? But no, that was just my muscle. All
right. I'm getting jacked.
Yeah. See, look, there it is. Like it.
Huh.
Just fucking, it looks like a fuck, like a golf ball.
Jesus.
The fuck. yeah, but so look out for us there, maybe, possibly. Just follow us on Instagram if you, we'll post if we go or not.
Yeah. Like right after we do paintball.
Right after, yeah. That's gonna happen, I promise. That wasn't my fault. So let me pull up the stories. Where'd they go? Here we go. TRPS News. So we get a lot of stories because of the lack of an episode last week. Let me see here. Spawn reboot. Do we do that one? No, Monthly Games. Donald Duck no longer. We went pretty far back and didn't do shit. We talked about Starfield. Did we talk about Starfield?
Yeah, well, me and Michael did because we called the episode Starfield.
Oh, Starfield. Yeah, you're right. Okay, so this is the... Okay, we did talk about all this stuff here. You guys did. Kraven the Hunter trailer. Did you watch it?
The movie or the... Yeah.
The trailer for the movie, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. I said I didn't like it. Michael didn't watch it, obviously, but...
I think it looks... Let me put that on...
I'm just kind of torn on it.
It's hard to...
It's hard to be excited for it
because... Yes, because of the track record of Sony.
It's a Sony game, movie.
Yeah. I want... Like, see, like, so... Venom has kind of become a cult classic. Like, it has this following behind it now.
Yeah, that's what I kind of... I think I told Michael that.
Oh, did you? Okay.
Like Morbius is just bad.
Morbius... Oh,
but God. Venom is good enough to have a cult classic. Like, yeah. It's, like, kind of cult classic.
Yeah. Like, I actually enjoyed the Venom movies. I think when they first came out, I came back and I was like, they're not good. They weren't terrible, but they're not good.
Mm-hmm.
Then I went back and watched... Because I rewatched it again before I watched the current sequel.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, no, you know, it's not bad. Like, it's good. It's not great, but it's good, you know? And then I liked Carnage. I went into Carnage more, I think maybe because I went into expecting it to be bad.
Mm-hmm.
Enjoyed it. watched it again, enjoyed it through the second time too. So like that's, I think, I feel like that's like the test, mm-hmm. where it's like, okay, I liked it, then let me watch it again. All right, I still like it.
Yeah.
Because I feel like I go into comic book movies, specifically comic book movies, I go into them wanting to like them. So I don't nitpick, you know? Then after I've watched it and I don't know what's happening, let me go back again and see like what I didn't notice while I was fanning out, kind of. So
I think what it is I like the Spider-Man 2, their premise for how Kraven is in the game, mm-hmm. a lot more than what this movie is trying to do.
Yeah.
Like I really love the idea of like, oh, he just like got tired. He's just tired of fucking what he's killing, and now he's just gonna go hunt down every fucking superhero in New York, and now you have to stop him.
Yeah.
But like in the movie, it's just like, I'm just in New York and I want to fuck up people.
Yeah. Yeah. But I think too, because it's supposed to be like it's supposed to be his origin story, mm-hmm. and so where in the comic or in the game, it's more like Kraven's already been around, and it's just now he's.
No, I don't think it is that he's been around. I think it's just, he's just a hunter.
Okay, so
out of the jungle and shit, hunting fucking animals.
Yeah,
nobody probably even cares about him. If anything, he might be like a well-known hunter or something,
like a poacher.
Yeah, but. I think as far as like in New York goes, nobody knows who the fuck this guy is.
Yeah, good point. I don't know. I'm gonna wait. Like, I mean, obviously Spider-Man 2, I'm super hyped for, and mm-hmm. like it's gonna be good. Like, yeah. I already know. It's like there's no doubt that it's not gonna be good.
Yeah.
Even if the story's terrible, the game's gonna be good. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I mean? Even if they just did half of what they did in Miles.
Yeah, if the game just plays, if the web swinging is just Spider-Man 1 and then everything else is shit,
yeah,
it's a fun game.
Exactly. But I mean, I with the addition of the Venom powers and everything they've added, like, I don't see how it could not be good.
Yeah.
So, with the Sony movie, they have a track record of, I mean, Morbius was just so goddamn bad. I've tried multiple times now to watch that movie. Mm-hmm. And I've gotten further each time, but it's just... I legit fell asleep the last time I tried to watch it. Mm-hmm. And I don't fall asleep watching movies. I don't. And it's not like I was oh, long day from work. I had no excuse. I was not tired. I sat down like, I'm going to watch this goddamn movie. Mm-hmm. I'm going to watch all of this goddamn movie. And I sat down and I got just to about the point I got to last time. And it's like my body was like, no. It's just enough of this. And I say that as a person who watched all of the House of the Dead movie.
House of the Dead movie?
Yes. You know the game House of the Dead, the arcade, the shooter? They have a movie.
Yeah, I'm assuming bad.
It's so bad that the entire time I watched that movie, I kept asking myself, why are you still watching this movie?
Why have you not changed the channel?
Yes. Like, why? You know?
Oh, the remote's just like, it's on the fucking dresser, that's why.
I think looking back, I think I know why I watched that entire movie. But so the movie takes place on an island and there's this big rave.
There at least like a hot chick? That
there was more than one. And it was like, since it was a horror movie vibe, I was expecting to see titties.
At least one titty.
No titties. I think that's why I watch it. I'm going to watch it. I got to see at least a titty. At least one. At least like a quick... No. Nah? Oh, okay. There's got to be a titty in this scene. She's in a bikini top. Yep. Nope. No titty. yeah. It was bad. Were you aware that they're doing a Death Stranding film?
No.
I was not aware of that either until I saw this tweet by Kojima himself saying, just to be clear, I am deeply involved in the producing, supervising, plotting, look, design, and content of the film adaptation of DS, just not in charge of directing. Mm. So apparently there was a news that like Kojima was not directing the movie, mm-hmm. and people were like, how the fuck is he not directing the movie?
Well, because he doesn't
He's not a director. He's not a movie director.
Yeah, he doesn't have experience at all in direct movie directing.
Yeah, so that's why he tweeted like, hey, I'm still doing literally everything else. Mm-hmm. I'm just not directing it.
Yeah.
So.
Like, I feel like for him to do a movie, he'd probably have to start small.
Oh, definitely. He would have to.
We're like, Death Stranding is probably a pretty big...
Oh, yeah. It's going to be a complex film.
Yeah.
There's no way he, he's going to be able to do that.
Not in 2 hours. Definitely not in 2 hours.
Oh, yeah. No.
Like, so they everything he's ever done has been in fucking 70 hours. Like,
yeah, exactly. I mean, even the NES games were, like, excessively long for NES games.
Yeah.
That's with no fucking saves either. You'd have to, like, play that whole game.
Okay.
I think it had passwords. I could be wrong, but if I remember right, I think it had passwords. Oh, I was going to buy this today, and I didn't. So, Coca-Cola has linked up with League of Legends.
Mm-hmm.
And they've released... It's called Ultimate Coke.
Oh.
And the flavor is XP flavor.
How does XP taste?
I do not know. But so Coke's been doing this weird thing. So they had one that was cloud flavored.
Mm-hmm.
They had one that was space flavored. And they had one that was dream flavored. The space flavored one I've tried. And the dream flavor one I tried. So apparently space kind of tastes like...
empty.
it had like a almost a citrusy taste to it, but like not like a no, it was more of a smoky taste. I'm sorry, like more of a smoke. It's like a weird. It was good,
mm-hmm.
but it was like it was just like
Coke. It tastes gaseous.
Yeah, it was like almost like a weird like smoky aftertaste to the Coke.
Huh.
The dream one, dreams taste like marshmallows.
Okay.
It tasted like it had a marshmallow taste.
According to Coca-Cola.
According to Coca-Cola, yeah. I didn't taste the cloud one. And I was going to buy the XP one just because I'm like, oh, I could use some XP.
Need to level up.
Yeah, I need to level up. But I didn't end up buying it. But yeah. So, I mean, they've been on this weird thing. Let me see here. Oh, we were just watching some wrestling right now. And Seth Rollins is apparently going to be playing... King Cobra.
What's that from? What's King Cobra from?
He's gonna be in Captain America, Brave New World. King Cobra is a Captain America villain. Yeah, he looks ridiculous as fuck in this picture.
Well, for which one? His wrestling picture?
No, the King Cobra.
Yeah, but that looks like an OG, like...
Yeah, that's like the 60s and 70s
That's like style. Fucking Vision and his fucking, like, yellow cape.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. No, that might be a 90s villain, but... Yeah,
I'm sure they'll make it cooler.
Oh yeah, I'm sure. I just lost my sandal. I can see Seth Rollins in the thing. I feel like he'd be a decent actor.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like a lot of wrestlers given the chance. I mean, because they have to act.
Yeah,
and like, I mean, obviously not all of them are the greatest, but I feel like.
For the most part, the acting I've always seen is like porn level acting.
Kind of, but I feel like the top guys, like the guys that are up, the ones that are on the microphone a lot, like John Cena, The Rock.
Right.
Like those guys, like Batista, like those guys that were good, like top guys in the industry,
mm-hmm.
I feel like they transition well into acting. And mm-hmm. he's one of those guys where he's really good with his promos and talking and like just the character development that he's gone through.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like he's one of those guys.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like he could do... I don't think he'll be the next Rock or John Cena,
uh-huh.
but I think he has potential.
Have you heard about this show, The Idol?
No.
HBO Max. It's like getting...
Oh, is it the one with the...
The Weeknd?
Yeah, and
some OnlyFans.
It's Johnny Depp's daughter.
Is that
who
it is?
Yeah, it's Ivy Rose or whatever. Something Rose Depp.
Mm.
And she's Kevin Smith's daughter's best friend.
Kevin Smith's daughter. Oh, okay.
Harley Quinn Smith
mm-hmm.
is best friends with Johnny Depp's daughter.
Okay. But this show is getting fucking ran through the mud right now because of how bad it was. And they ended the show early. Like, it got canceled. And they just,
oh, really?
Yeah. I think it was supposed to be a full 10, and I think it only went to 6.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I've
seen... But it was like... I guess it's like grossly sexual.
Yeah, I've seen some clips of it, and the clips I've seen is just basically her topless or her getting banged or like,
yeah.
It's just very very like from what I've heard, it's like overly sexual.
Like, yeah, gratuitous.
Yeah. Yeah, where it's just like because I guess what's it supposed to be? She's like she's a singer.
I have no clue. I just been hearing like the bad things about it.
I think she's supposed to be a singer, and then like, but she gets caught up in this whole. I think it's supposed to be like what happened to Miley Cyrus kind of thing. Like, oh. That's what it's supposed to be like, where it's like, oh, I'm just a singer, but now I'm fucking just banging everything.
Now I'm a hoe, yeah. I'm going through my hoe phase.
Yeah.
I hate that. Why do you have to announce your hoe phase?
Yeah. But, well, see, I think a lot of times, too, though, it's not that you're not necessarily that they're announcing it, it's just the fact that they're having a public hoe phase. Like, yeah. You know what I mean? It's like, because you're a public figure, and you're fucking, like...
Yeah.
Just... I mean, Britney Spears went through it. I mean, she's going through it again right now. Well, no, I mean, technically it's not a whole phase because she's married now, but she's...
Who, Britney Spears?
Yeah. Like, Britney
Spears... Yeah, she's the one... Like, the public was just so wrong on this situation.
Yeah. Like, yeah, her dad was like, yeah...
She's unhinged.
Yeah, she needs to go back under the care of a competent adult.
Yeah.
But you know what's funny? I think, were we having this conversation, or I was having this conversation with someone else, is if this was the 9th, or like the 2000, mid-2000s, uh-huh. and Britney Spears was doing this, people would be losing their fucking minds.
In a good way or a bad way?
In a good way. Like, people would be like, oh my god, it's finally happening! Because, like, remember when they, like, was it Britney? Yeah, that she got, when she got out of the limo and everyone, like...
Oh, her, yeah, with a snatch.
Yeah. And people lost their minds over that. Like, people were like, oh my god, I've seen it! Oh, I could die! I could die a happy man! And now, like, she's been, like, dancing and titties are falling down on Instagram Live and all this stuff, and it's just like... Now people are just like, ugh.
Yeah, because she's old now.
She's old as, like... She just looks beat to hell.
If you saw like a fucking a snatch picture like that of like Jenna Ortega today,
people would lose their mind.
People would be like, "Fuck yeah! Holy shit! Oh my god!"
Yeah.
Or just like any other like new
yeah, like, new yeah whoever's hot girl, yeah. Yeah, but like I don't know. I mean, obviously she's been through some shit. But she looks like she's been through some shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the thing is, too, the other thing, like, I don't know makeup. I don't wear makeup. I don't know how it works. But, like, she always looks like she just woke up wearing the makeup from yesterday. Like, around her eyes is always just, like, super smudged.
She never washes it off. Yeah. She just applies more.
Yeah. Or, like, she puts it on and just, like, rubs it like that. Like, she just... I don't know. It looks weird. It looks weird. Like, or like she's just constantly crying.
Yeah.
Let me see. Moving on. Ooh, Nintendo announced the Super Mario remake, RPG remake. Yeah, I jizzed a little when I heard that.
The Super Mario remake?
The RPG remake?
RPG, yes. Did you play that?
I did play it.
I always heard about it. It was always like, it's always like legend.
Yeah, it was. Like, I never played it. It was a fun game. It was a lot of fun, and it was like, it was almost done in the similar style of Final Fantasy,
mm-hmm.
but with Mario characters.
Yeah.
And the story was great. I don't remember much of the story. I just remember you had to collect the stars. But yeah, I'm hyped for that. Very, very hyped for that.
I actually am interested in like the OG Mario that they're putting out, the Wonder.
Wonder, yes. That looked fucking really good. I've heard that people aren't a fan of the art style.
Yeah, just because I think they don't like it, just because it's like it's a little suggestive with the mushrooms.
Yeah.
But whatever.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone's surprised that the mushrooms are drugs at this point.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That, when I saw that, I was just like, holy shit, they're going all in now.
But is that the game that Chris Pratt is going to be voicing?
Oh, I was joking about that.
Oh, you were.
I was joking about that. Yeah,
I thought you were.
I saw that and I was just like, that'd be fucking hilarious if they did that. And then, oh no, what it was remember that
it would make people like fucking hate it less.
I agree. I feel like
people are hating it just to hate it because of his voice.
Yeah, exactly. It was because remember, I think it was you that said like, oh, you can play your favorite like games with the voices from Super Mario World or from the Super Mario game, and it had like Seth Rogen as Donkey Kong. He was just doing the. It was like Smash Bros. And like, but it was obviously clips from his other movies because he was cussing in them.
Mm-hmm.
But and then like they had the Mario voice for Mario. And
I don't think I said that. But
no,
I,
okay.
I don't
know if you said it. Yeah, that one actually had me laughing. But so that's what gave me the thing. I was like, oh yeah. And then like I thought I said no. I'm kidding. But like maybe I didn't.
I don't think you did.
Oh, okay, maybe I didn't.
Unless I just like. Block that out.
It might have been like, you know, in one of those times where I just sent a bunch of shit.
I thought you talked about it on the show.
No, I just sent it in the group.
I think we talked about it on the show.
Did you? Oh, okay. I never mind. I heard the last episode, but I don't remember it now. Off the top of my head.
Maybe that's what it was. Maybe Michael brought it up.
Okay.
And I was like, and we just ran with it like it was a fact.
Nice. That would be, I mean, I agree. I feel like it would be a cool thing to do just because it's like they've already said they're going to make more of these movies. Like Chris Pratt has said, like, I'm contracted to make at least three of these things.
Mm-hmm.
So he's going to be Mario for at least three movies. Like, let's embrace it. Fuck it.
He becomes more Italian each movie.
Yeah. And all his other roles as well.
Yeah. He's they only... have a Parks and Rec reunion.
And he comes back just, hey, it's me. What was his character's name in Parks and Rec?
I don't remember.
I don't remember either. As I was saying it, I went blank, so I was just like...
No, he's just fucking blanking out on his girlfriend's name, too, in that show.
Oh, my God, yeah. I was just thinking of the actress's name. I can't think of...
Yeah, what's the actress's name?
That's Aubrey Plaza, wasn't it?
There you go, yeah. Aubrey Plaza. She's like one of those weird hot...
Yeah, like, yeah.
Unconventionally hot, I should say.
Yeah,
like Pete Davidson is for girls. Like,
yeah, I agree. Yeah. I was rereading some Judge Dredd comics, and one of the ones I was reading because it's, you know, it's 100 years in the future from now, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so you know how we have like areas named after celebrities.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they have in the future, and like so they have one. It was Aubrey Plaza Plaza.
Mm-hmm. Aubrey Plaza Plaza.
I remember reading that and making it like, it was like, oh, that's funny. Okay, before we go to break, let's talk about this one. So Mark Zuckerberg has accepted Elon Musk's challenge to fight.
Mm-hmm.
Says, send me the location.
Do you think this Threads lawsuit is just hype for the fight now, or do you think it's like...
I
think it's just hype for the fight.
I think so too. I think what they need to do...
I think they made Threads specifically so they could be like, we gotta drum up some bullshit. We're gonna make Threads. It's gonna look exactly like Twitter,
exactly,
Elon.
Like fucking...
And you just need to make a stink about it. And then once we fight, we'll take it off.
You know what? And what's gonna do is gonna be, it's Elon's way out of Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
So what's gonna happen is whoever wins... gets to keep both. It's a unification match. It's like gonna, like.
I don't think he wants to not be. I think he wants to stay with Twitter because he still feels like it should be like an open space and stuff. I think he wants to be able to step in whenever he can,
mm-hmm,
in order to
keep it the way he
feels it should.
That should be done. Yeah, I thought Mr. Beast was gonna buy it from him.
I don't know.
I remember reading a story about Mr. Beast.
But someone else is CEO right now.
Yeah. Who do you think would take it? Zuck or Musk?
I think Zuck.
I think Zuck would take
he
it.
He's already won a tournament in jiu-jitsu.
Oh yeah, he did, didn't he? I forgot about that. Yeah, so I'm putting my money on Zuck.
No, I don't think you could just be a chump and win.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. And I don't know if Elon's actually done any training. Maybe he's downloaded fucking Kung Fu into his chip on the Matrix.
Oh, true. Forgot about that. He's going to hit that Neuralink. And...
he's just open. I know Kung Fu. Then Zuck's going to look at him and say, show me.
No, it's going to be like in Cyberpunk with that guy in the beginning. Cyberpunk Edge Runners.
Oh, yeah.
And he like beats the shit out of David.
Yeah. I forgot about that. That was an awesome scene.
Bruce Lee fucks him up.
Yeah. No, I was thinking of the scene from The Matrix when Keanu downloads, they teach him Kung Fu.
Oh, yeah.
And he's like, I know Kung Fu. And Morpheus just says, show me. And they go into the training simulator.
I went to see your Kung Fu.
Let me see here. Oh, yeah, and then Andrew Tate has offered to train Elon and said, guarantees you will not lose if I train you.
I don't know.
Because he considers Mark Zuckerberg an enemy because he's been banned on Instagram.
Yeah, well, he's banned on, like, everything.
He's banned on everything, yeah. But, I mean, because fucking everything is owned by Mark Zuckerberg other than Twitter right now.
True.
Oh, excuse me.
Wayne doesn't own TikTok.
No, that's true.
But I think he's banned on TikTok also.
But that's a Chinese corporation, isn't it?
True. But why the Chinese care about Andrew Tate?
Because apparently he's spitting too much real truth. Yeah.
They can't handle it. They can't let the Americans have this information.
Yeah, like, fucking... That's, you know, they gotta keep the American public dumb and from not being the true alpha males that they can be.
Mm-hmm.
With the tutelage of Andrew Tate.
Alright.
That's what I'm saying. I think on that note, let's take a quick commercial break. We'll be back after a word from our sponsors. What's going on, peoples? Pistol Pete Jr. here. Just to remind you one more time to check out Raise Energy Drinks by Rep Sports. Raise Energy Drinks. Amazing flavors. Zero sugar, zero dyes, zero crash. None of the junk, none of the bullshit that's in these other energy drinks. They're amazing. I guarantee you're going to love them. Use coupon code TRPS for checkout. Get 15% off your order. Check out repsports.com. REPPSPORTS.com. Again, use coupon code TRPS for 15% off your order and to let them know that we sent you.
And we're back. We're Peter Brown Podcast.
One more game. While we are on the topic of Musk versus Zuck or Zuck versus Musk,
Zuck v. Musk.
The Italian government has reached out to both parties involved
mm-hmm.
and offered to stage their fight in the Colosseum.
In the Colosseum?
In the Colosseum.
That's awesome.
Wouldn't that be the most, like, out of all the people to fight in the Colosseum again?
Yeah.
Like when was the Colosseum hasn't seen fights in over, you know, centuries.
Yeah.
And the first fight they're going to have back... is not even professional fighters.
Yeah. It's just some fucking...
two fucking rich dudes.
Two rich assholes fighting to the death. Not to the death.
But yeah, not even to the death.
What if one of them dies?
Then the Colosseum would be the perfect place to do it. I mean, it's possible. I mean, because neither of them are athletes.
Wait, is it an MMA fight or is it a boxing match?
All they've said is cage match. Cage match makes me think it's going to be an MMA fight.
Yeah.
Plus, that's what Zuck's been training in.
Right.
He makes martial arts. So that's what I'm thinking it would be.
What if it comes out Elon Musk is just like...
He's been
training since birth.
He's a black belt.
Yeah.
I mean, it's possible. I could see that being a thing.
I'm the best.
Yeah, so you said you haven't signed up for Threads yet?
No.
Yeah, literally, so... Oh.
It's fake. It's one of those stupid little things they put over...
No, that's actually... No, those are... I mean, they're fake, but they're attached.
Yeah.
So, like, this is Twitter. And... Oh, where's Threads? That's Threads.
Yeah, it's the same.
That's
me. They're just less blue.
Yeah, that's the only difference.
It's just like, less blue on Threads.
That's the only difference. It's crazy.
Yeah, but Twitter is kind of fucking up because they're like limiting the amount of tweets. Or no.
They're not tweets. What are they?
No, yeah, they're limiting the amount of tweets you can see.
Really?
Yeah.
That is weird. Why would they do that?
Maybe they've reverted. It's something about... Oh, man, I don't even fucking remember. It's something way above my head. As far as something about data scraping or some shit, he mm-hmm. said.
Hmm.
And so whatever that means.
I don't know what data
scraping means. And so they're like limited the amount of tweets that you could read in the day. And then they upgraded... And then they... It went from like something ridiculously low to like 800 tweets in a day, which I don't know. Maybe it, for me, that's probably not that much, but for like your regular Twitter user, that's probably like nothing. And then, And then I think they upped it up, and then I think they doubled it, and then doubled it again, and then doubled it again. And then, but I don't know if it's like completely reverted now or what. But that was like a whole thing like last week.
That's kind of weird. Yeah, it's weird that they would do. I don't even know if, okay, is this Twitter or this is, no, okay, this is Threads. See, yeah, I was like.
It's so hard to tell, yeah.
Yeah, it's always, if you have to look at the buttons at the bottom, that's the only difference, really. So, yeah, is it tweeting? Is it threading? Is it...
Threading?
Threading? Like, what? Like, because tweeting, okay, I mean, it's become a common nomenclature now. It's like, okay, yeah, I'm going to tweet this out. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm going to thread this out. I'm going to...
Yeah.
I'm threading right now.
Yeah, it sounds so stupid.
Not, yeah. I get the name, I guess, because you're just... They're threads. But... Yeah, it's weird. The other thing that's weird, so you can't. So normally, it's like on Instagram, I have the TRPS page and I have my personal page, right? Mm-hmm. And I can flip back and forth between them. Mm-hmm. On Twitter, I have my personal Twitter page and I have this show Twitter page, and I can flip back and forth between them.
Mm-hmm.
Threads, I have to log out and then log back in.
You have to log out of Instagram and then log in.
Yeah, or... no, like I can log out of Threads and then log me out of Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't switch back and forth between profiles without logging out and then logging back in.
Oh, for Threads, okay. Well, it's a new thing.
Yeah. The other thing too is if say you signed up for Threads,
mm-hmm.
then you change your mind and say, "I don't want this fucking account." You cannot delete your Threads account without deleting your Instagram account.
Oh, that's just retarded.
Yes. Like this is a completely different thing. Like why? But yeah. So. Where'd it go? The Flash is now the biggest
box office flop
if ever it comes to comic book movies.
Mm-hmm.
So, which is weird because so it's made the most money but it's still a flop. That's the way they're judging it.
It's made the most money how?
Like compared to so all the box. Let me see if I still have it.
You're saying like this in like this week or whatever?
Well, when it's released, launch. Yeah, the launch window.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it made like 200 million, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And like the next, I forget what the next one was, but it was like 180 million.
Mm-hmm.
So this has made the most money as a flop. Which is a bummer to me because so, if this movie would have been successful,
mm-hmm.
The next movie down the line that they're going to make with this, Batman Beyond, with Michael Keaton.
Oh, okay.
So because The Flash didn't do well, more than likely we're not going to see Batman Beyond with Michael Keaton, which is a goddamn shame because that... See?
Well, I don't think that's necessarily true. Because I think The Flash is not doing good because of Ezra Miller's shenanigans, right? But Batman Beyond would most likely not include Ezra Miller.
Exactly. And I feel like...
Michael Keaton is fucking awesome in this movie.
Yeah, I feel like even if he wasn't in this movie and they said Michael Keaton, Batman Beyond, I'm already buying a ticket.
Mm-hmm.
Right now. It's not even a theoretical movie yet, and I'm going to go buy a ticket for it.
I mean, I think they probably should. I feel like James Gunn would have the sense to fucking go through
it. I feel like he would, too. But whatever reports are saying that Warner Brothers is like, eh.
Oh, that's, I guess, yeah, Warner Brothers probably still has to greenlight the ideas, right?
They let this movie... I mean...
I think they spent so much money on this thing that they couldn't release it, yeah.
But
I mean, even more money than the fucking Batwoman stuff. Like, it was probably, like...
Yeah.
It had to be, like, so fucking ridiculous, like, 700 or 600 million. Yeah.
I want to see that... See, I mean, I feel like if they released that Batgirl movie, I feel like it would do well. Because the fact that it was... I want to see it.
I don't think it would be.
I want to see it. It's got fucking Firefly. It's got fucking... What's his nuts from The Mummy? Brendan Fraser as fucking Firefly. Like,
I feel like it's so
the internet loves Brendan Fraser.
Because who's going to be Batgirl in that?
I have no fucking clue. I just knew Brendan Fraser, Firefly, and that was it.
Wasn't it going to be freaking...
I believe...
The girl from the show?
Was it?
I don't know.
Let me see. Batgirl. That's not how you, Batgirl movie.
Or was it? Or is it the one where it was gonna be a black girl, the black girl one?
It was gonna be a black girl. Starring Leslie Grace, I believe is who it was. Yeah. Oh, she is. Is she gonna? Was she gonna play? I think it was gonna be a Latina Batgirl. Yeah, Leslie Grace is Barbara Gordon. But she's too pigmented, so they consider her black, and they were like, fuck that. Mm-hmm. Plus, she's not a redhead. They were like, fuck that. But, I mean, I'm all in. I would have watched. And Michael Keaton is in it. I would have. J.K. Simmons is fucking in it. Yeah, I would have seen this. I would have went day one. Have you seen Flamin' Hot?
Yeah.
Yep. What'd you think?
I like it.
It's
a little kiddie, but, you know, it's on Disney.
I feel like it was an incredibly inspiring movie.
Mm-hmm.
Not to get too deep, I don't want to do that.
I just wish it felt a little more real. It did feel like very, like, this stuff you'd watch on Disney Channel when you were a kid, like those movies.
Yeah, like to have a whole big happy ending.
Yeah.
To me, that, like, especially in the industry I'm in and, like, seeing people actually like get
fucking promoted. Luck of the Irish and...
Yeah. But to me, like, the whole thing was like, okay, you're the janitor and here's your new office. Like, no, that's not how it's gonna work. He has keys. He has all this stuff. He's got training he's gotta do. They're not just like, here's your office.
Yeah.
Like, there's a whole HR nightmare involved in this.
He had a really good idea. You want an office job?
I mean, that's basically what happened, but yeah. At the same time, I'm sure there was other steps in between.
Yeah, they probably got him through and, like, trained him.
Yeah.
They probably got him certificates and made him go to school for certificates.
Exactly. But yeah, I mean, I feel like, see, the thing that was inspirational to me, and it's one of those things, like, not to brag about my own personal, you know, success at my job,
mm-hmm.
but it's one of those things where, like, he came in, he's like, yeah, I'm a fucking janitor, but I'm going to be the best fucking janitor here.
Yeah.
And I'm going to learn every fucking job that I can in hopes to do more.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like a lot of people don't do that. Like, no one takes pride in their work anymore.
Yeah, it's always like, oh, well, I showed up, so you guys should respect me.
Yeah, exactly. Like, no, take pride in the work that you're doing. Like, you have a job. Like, even if you're fucking, if you're making fries at McDonald's, make the best fucking fries you can.
Yeah, they can't do that.
Yeah, people don't. And it's like,
fucking fries suck at McDonald's most of the time.
Dude, no, you know what? Get them well done.
Oh, you, like, tell them well done?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I always feel like they just throw them in the fryer, like, a second time.
No, well...
And then just, like, double-fried fucking soggy fries.
No, they're actually really good. Like, I was sick of McDonald's fries for a while, and then I started, like, let me start eating them well done.
Mm-hmm.
Changes your life. Trust me. Try it, and then get report back next week. let me go back here. That's an old show. We don't need that anymore. Spawn Reboot is in active development and could release in 2023.
25. Todd McFarlane, though?
Yes, he does. Apparently, he's part of it. He's been working on it with Blumhouse for a while.
Mm-hmm. Oh, is it Blumhouse?
It's a Blumhouse film. But I feel like that would be good for fucking Spawn.
Maybe, but Blumhouse is... Does Blumhouse do anything other than horror? Because, like, would they just, like, make it into a stupid horror movie?
Well, that's what Todd McFarlane wants. He wants it done as a horror movie.
Yeah, but, like, he wants it, like, to have horror aspects to it?
He wants it
to... Or does he want it to be, like, fucking Freddy and Jason?
No, he says it needs to be a horror genre film.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what that means specifically. Like, does it mean horror elements or does it mean...
Well, that tells me... that to me, that sounds like stupid people making stupid decisions to get them into situations where they're going to get killed by this fucking murderer. By whatever they need to do. And then somehow Spawn saves them.
Yeah, that's the...
Or doesn't save them because it's a horror movie and some people have to die.
You know what? I feel like it's going to be more of a... Kind of like... Like Seven, or what? Like Saw, but like where you have someone chasing down a killer, mm-hmm. and Spawn's gonna be the one. Like, he's gonna be the one that's at the Because I think I'm assuming it's gonna be an origin story. Mm-hmm. Because the last Spawn movie would have had was it what 94?
Yeah, nobody knows Spawn. Yeah,
I mean, yeah.
The masses don't know Spawn.
The masses don't know Spawn. Yeah, right. That's what I know. And so it would have to be an origin story. Like, why the fuck is this guy covered in this weird armor? Why is his cape alive?
Why is this cape alive? Is this guy Doctor Strange? Is this guy evil Doctor Strange? What's going on?
Yeah, exactly. Like, why does he work for the devil, but he's helping people?
Uh-huh. So he hates the devil, and he wants to kill him.
Yes. It's like one of those things where, like, I feel like they would have to do that. So I feel like it could be, it's like almost like Batman Year One.
Yeah.
But
why is this clown his biggest adversary?
Yeah. But also helping him. Yeah. It's weird. I want them to bring John Leguizamo back as fucking Violator.
Violator?
Yeah. He was awesome as Violator. Did you know that scene? You've seen the movie, right?
Not in a long time.
Do you remember the scene when he eats a pizza full of maggots?
No.
No? So there's a scene where he's just being the clown and he's fucking around and he's trying to fuck with Spawn. Mm-hmm. And like he pulls a pizza out of a dumpster. Like he opens a box and there's maggots all over it. And he scoops up one of the slices and he bites it, and then like he dances away. Mm-hmm. So John Leguizamo actually ate the maggot covered pizza in that scene. Mm-hmm. And when you see him run away behind the dumpster, he's actually running away to throw the fuck up. Yeah, like that's fucking dedication.
That's gross. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So most of my stories after this are having to do with the Sony and Xbox lawsuit.
Was it at least just pizza that they ordered and then put maggots in it? Or
yes.
Was it,
yeah, it was fresh
pizza. Was it like they found some pizza in a dumpster and like,
no,
what
no,
is this?
It was fresh pizza that they put maggots on.
Okay. It's not that bad.
Yeah, exactly.
Not as bad.
But yeah, still, eating maggots is gross.
Yeah.
So this PlayStation Xbox lawsuit, there's a lot of documents being leaked to the public now. Mm-hmm. These are supposed to be like fucking private for the court trial, and now it's like it's just all over the place now.
Yeah.
So PlayStation is going to be releasing a PS5 Slim, which I mean, we figured they were going to do.
Yeah.
But now it's confirmed, not by PlayStation, but by PlayStation's documents that have been. Mm-hmm. The other thing is, 2023 is guaranteed to come to play. Call of Duty 2023 is guaranteed to come to PlayStation. But it's the last that's guaranteed on PlayStation. So, meaning it's going to be the game they're working on now. Mm-hmm. That will be the last Call of Duty guaranteed for PlayStation. After that...
Yeah, they keep saying guaranteed because they're afraid that it's going to become exclusive.
Yeah. Then Sony also accidentally reveals that Call of Duty is worth $800 million to PlayStation alone. So $800 million of Sony's revenue for PlayStation is from Call of Duty.
Yeah.
Over a million PlayStation players, I'm one of these people, only play Call of Duty on PlayStation. Mm-hmm. I don't play Call of Duty mobile. I've never played it on a PC. I don't play
I thought that was they only have a PlayStation for Call of Duty.
Oh yeah, only use a console to play Call of Duty. Never mind, I read that wrong. Mm-hmm. So that's pretty fucking nuts. What I mean, I guess the last two generations would be why you would do it, because PlayStation had all the exclusive stuff first.
Yeah. Plus, I think it's just that like all the good games have been on PlayStation for the past 10 years now, right?
Yeah, but see, these people aren't playing those games.
No, well, let me finish.
Okay,
And it kind of goes in the same vein where, like, you want to play, you want to be on the platform where your friends are.
Yeah.
So you might be with friends that are playing other games.
Good point.
That have the good games, but they also play Call of Duty with you.
Yeah.
And you just play Call of Duty, that's all you care about.
Yeah, but see, now at this
point... And then also, like, what do they consider... Only like literally like
it's literally only
using PlayStation. Only they don't play any other game.
Yeah.
Or is it like in the last 6 months they only play Call of Duty?
You know, let me see if let me find the actual details on it.
Or in the last year,
Over 1 million PlayStation users only use their console to play Call of Duty and nothing else. Yeah, it doesn't have more any other detail than that. Mm-hmm. That seems pretty insane to me. Like, but I guess I mean, but see, that's the thing. Call of Duty is one of those things that where there are people that only play Call of Duty. Mm-hmm. So it's like, oh, what do you play? Call of Duty. Oh, what else? Call of Duty.
That's it.
That's it.
I play DMZ. Oh, what else? That's still Call of Duty, though.
Yeah.
Warzone.
Yeah, exactly. Warzone. Exactly.
Anything else? Yeah, every once in a while, I'll do some co-op. On Call of Duty, if you didn't realize.
Yeah, exactly. But see, that's the thing, too. Like, so I think I talked about this on the show before, though. There are certain times where I'll go and, like, say, like on Reddit, so I follow. They have a Ghost of Tsushima thread that I'm a community. There's a Spider-Man community and there's a Red Dead community that I follow. Mm-hmm. And the people that talk about like they play these games, they talk like that's the only game they play. Mm-hmm. They might take a short break. So like Jedi Survivor came out, so people went to play that and they came right back to Spider-Man. Like that's all they fucking play mm-hmm. all the time, which. It's kind of nuts to me. Like, there's games I like. Like, okay, Metal Gear. I love the Metal Gear series. Favorite series of all times. I'll play them. I'll pull them up. It's like, you know what? I haven't played Metal Gear in a while. I'll play it, and I'll beat it, and then I'll...
And go back to whatever.
Yeah, and then it'll sit in the shelf for...
Yeah, I don't know how people keep going back to a single-player game. Like I said. Maybe GTA. Maybe, like, Red Dead, because there's so much. And, like, maybe Skyrim. Yeah. But... Like, if it's not a multiplayer game, I don't know how the fuck
you're that's deal. The only game you're playing, yeah. Like, because at some point, like, even Spider-Man, like, I mean, as much as there is to do in that game, mm-hmm. at some point, you have everything.
Yeah, you and all you're doing everything. Is swinging around.
Yeah, yeah, literally, you're just swinging around, maybe breaking up some cramps here and there, that's about it. Mm-hmm. I mean, but at the same time, maybe it's just that superhero fantasy that they're fulfilling. Like, I wish I was Spider-Man, so I'm just going to run around and be Spider-Man. Mm-hmm. Like, treat it as if you are breaking up real crimes, I guess, maybe? I don't know.
Yeah.
Same thing with Ghost of Tsushima. Ghost of Tsushima, once, like, there's, like... I mean, that one does have a multiplayer aspect to it, but, like, most people play the story mode. So it's like... Once you've done everything, what else is there to do? Mm-hmm. Unless you start a new game and go... Like, you're just replaying the game over and over and over. Which again, I've beaten Metal Gear, like, all of them except for 5, I've beaten multiple times. And I'll continue to play them. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, like, once I'm caught up on my library again, or once this new Metal Gear comes out, the new collection comes out, I'll play them all again.
Yeah.
But then I'm going to put it on the shelf for a couple years, and then it's like, shit, I haven't played it in a while. Let me break it out again.
Yeah, the only game I've probably done with it is Fire Emblem.
Okay.
I've played the very first Fire Emblem game I ever played probably fucking over 100 times.
But it's not the only game you play.
Right.
Which that's always a trip to me. Let's see here. There was something else. Slam. No, I guess that was
which is actually it just got put on the Switch. You can play it on the Switch now, which I need to fucking go
do. Nice.
I'm going to play through that game again because I fucking love that thing.
That's awesome. Where'd it go? Assassin's Creed Black Flag remake is supposedly coming, which I love Black Flag, so I would play through that one again, especially mm-hmm. if they made it prettier. Not that it looked bad, I remember. Were you... I think you were there that day when we got the... When we upgraded from PS2 to PS3?
PS3 to 4.
I'm saying 3 to 4, I'm sorry, yeah. And I had Black Flag on both of them. And I got to the same area on the same... I was just switching the HDMIs back and forth. Mm-hmm. And, like, you could see the shadows, the differences in the shadows and all the lighting and all that, like... It's like, holy shit, that's so fucking nuts just to see, like, that side-by-side comparison. And even the movements, animation, the frame rate was all, like, so different. Like, it was like, holy shit, this is a huge upgrade. So now going from that to the PS5 would be
fucking no.
Yeah, whole nother fucking level. I like what you said about that's why Skull and Bones.
Yeah, Skull and Bones is never coming out now because they're just inputting all that and building Black Flag Black around it.
Exactly, that's what they're gonna do.
They might as well have just done that from the start.
Exactly, right?
Yeah. Nobody wanted everybody loves the ship combat in that game,
but nobody wants
the ship combat.
Exactly.
Because you get tired after an hour of just being out in the sea.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Like, all right, I need to go back on the island and assassinate people.
Do some other shit. And then, okay, now I can. Like, I think that's one of the things, too, that got when it came to Odyssey, mm-hmm. was like, there's too much ocean. There's way too much fucking ocean. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm just trying to get over here. Like, I started fast traveling because I didn't want to fucking just.
Yeah.
Like, no, I don't need. Like, I like the whole fact that you can get lieutenants, and they each lieutenant gave you a different ability.
Yeah.
Like, oh, like now that you have this guy, all your archers load faster, or like, oh, your cannonballs do more damage because you got that guy. Which I like. That was a cool aspect to it. But like, okay, like, there's too much ocean.
Yeah.
I'll 3 ship battles, and I'm doing. And I want to be where I'm going.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this Mirage, the new one. It seems cool to me just because it's like a smaller scale thing. I never finished, what is it, Origins, just because it was so fucking huge. I feel like I got to like level 30 and then I wasn't even like halfway through the game.
Yeah.
And there's still so, I was like, oh my god, I just stopped.
I feel like Origins was just right. Like,
mm-hmm.
Because, like, again, like, to me, Assassin's Creed is in the same vein of Metal Gear. It's one of my favorite series.
Mm-hmm.
I fell off after... Oh, God, what was the one in... Not Paris. Yeah, the one in... Was it in Paris?
I think that's Syndicate.
No, that's England.
That's London.
Not London.
Paris? Maybe Unity?
Unity, yes. Okay. I played Unity. I didn't finish Unity.
Mm-hmm.
Because it just... It had its potential, but at the same time, it wasn't good.
A lot of people praise Unity now, actually.
Really?
I hear like they fit, because I remember Unity had like one of those really buggy launches that a lot of people were just like bashing it.
Yeah.
But I think the people who either played it after that or just stuck with it, it ended up being like a solid one.
I feel like so Black Flag is good. Black Flag is not Desmond anymore, though. I think after Desmond died, the story kind of suffered a bit.
And
Unity, like, Black Flag was good, but then Unity was just kind of this whole, like, it, again, it had potential, because, like, so, in the first games up until 3, because Desmond dies in 3, spoiler alerts, so it's like you're playing as Desmond, playing as Ezio, as Altair, as,
because
they're all, he's descended from all, he's all descended from all these people. At the same time, the Abstergo company, the Templars, are creating software that allows you to tap into other people's ancestors. As long as you have a DNA sample, you can play their memories.
Mm-hmm.
The whole multiplayer thing was a beta test. Like, you were... So, like... You received a console from the Abstergo Corporation, and it's like a VR simulator, and you're going to go replay this simulation. Mm-hmm. And what it was actually doing was training you to become a sleeper assassin. And so that was like, that was the storyline behind the multiplayer. Then, so Desmond dies, now you don't have him to get DNA from anymore. So now they've used that into the main story, where now it's a game console that everyone can play, and like you're playing through all these memories, you're helping Abstergo find artifacts by playing these memories for them.
Mm-hmm.
And but it kind of lost its like sense of direction, and then Unity brought back, okay, well, we're gonna go play this guy's memories because he knows some shit, and she the main character wanted to be, I forget her name right now. But she wanted to, she designed her own fucking coffin thing that they went, the VR thing that they would go into. And she wanted to prove that hers was better, and they fired her over it. Mm. So she went and found the mummies, and
Yeah, that's right. I vaguely remember that.
Yeah. So that part of the story got a little bit better. And then all of a sudden, like, with...
I always thought they were just going to get rid of the Abstergo stuff altogether and just make it the Assassin's Creed.
Yeah. But see, but that's the heart of what Assassin's Creed is. You're not playing as that character. You're playing as that character, as another character. Like, it's...
I don't think it is. I think if they just dropped that...
I think if they would have never done that part, it would have been fine. It would have been great just to play as that. But I mean, it adds another layer to it. Mm-hmm. It does make it more convoluted.
Yeah.
Like what I hated. So like, have you seen the Assassin's Creed movie?
I have.
The Assassin's Creed
movie. But I don't remember. I did not like it so much that I chose not to remember any of it.
It's the opposite of the game. So the Assassin's Creed games, you're playing in the historical time frame, and you go back to the present in between. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And the movie was, you're in the present, and you were getting glimpses of what they were doing in the past.
Mm-hmm.
It was like literally the opposite of what the games are.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just like, this isn't the game. Yeah. This is the opposite of the game. Like, who made this bullshit? Stupid Michael Fassbender.
I don't think Michael Fassbender had anything to do with how they wrote that
movie. I know, but he was in it, so.
Yeah.
Last story before we wrap up. Mortal Kombat 1 put out some more gameplay.
Oh, yeah.
And they've confirmed that Rain, Smoke, and...
Isn't Smoke just Noob Saibot?
No. Smoke is Smoke. Noob Saibot is Bi-Han, the first Sub-Zero.
Mm. Oh, okay.
So in the Mortal Kombat lore, the first Mortal Kombat game,
mm-hmm.
that Sub-Zero is killed by Scorpion and is sent down to the Netherrealm.
Mm.
He Quan Chi brings him back as Noob. And so he's Noob. And then the second Sub-Zero that's in the games now is the brother of Bi-Han, who took over the name Sub-Zero to get revenge on Scorpion.
Mm-hmm. But now that's all... That's all flipped on its head.
Yes. Yeah. So I don't know if Noob's going to be in it.
Yeah, but probably not. It wouldn't make sense at this point.
At that point, yeah.
Unless you're just...
Well, like, he was in the last game. So, I mean, there could be a way to... But the universe has been rewritten. So, I don't know.
Yeah. Unless he's just, like, his own...
He's his own thing now, yeah.
Yeah, he's not, like...
But, yeah, Smoke and Rain are playable characters. Have been confirmed as playable characters, and...
How long has Rain been in the been out of the roster? I don't think he's been in for a while.
Well, he's not always a playable character. I want to say he's been in since 2 or 3.
Right, but I don't think he's been in a playable character for like the last 2 games.
Right? No, he has not. No,
or at least like even more.
Like, yeah, he makes appearances, but he hasn't been a playable character.
Oh, like ever?
No, in the last 2 games, okay. At least. Yeah, I know I should wait.
You think you're gonna get it?
I probably
just make Brian get it.
I know, right?
And then you can get the complete edition when it comes out.
Yeah. Well, see, no, that's a good thing about Brian. He usually buys the collectors or ultimate edition or whatever mm-hmm. it is. If he doesn't buy the best one, he'll buy at least the mid one, so you'll get some of the.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I'm probably gonna buy it. So I doubt he's gonna buy it. He's not a fan of Mortal Kombat.
Oh, he's not?
No, I always beat him. He doesn't like it. The one time me and him almost got into a fight was because we were playing Mortal Kombat. No.
I thought it was over NBA.
It was NBA. No, I'm sorry. But no, but see, I had been beating him at Mortal Kombat.
And then we switched to NBA.
And then
I beat his ass too.
And then he was like, well, let's play a game that I can beat you at. And then that's when he... Mm-hmm. And I wasn't even winning. He was just, he was still winning.
Uh-huh.
But like, I was coming... I was
you got some plays on him.
Yeah. And it was like, he kept blaming the controller. And that's when he threw my controller. I'm like...
Don't do that.
I was like, don't throw my controller, man. It's a fucking game. I said, don't throw my controller. And we had that moment of just like we're both pissed now.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. That was a wet one.
Well, there's a chair. You could have just sold that as a chair.
I think on that note, I just couldn't wrap that up. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/realpressstart, on Twitters @realpressstart, on Instagram @realpressstart, on TikTok @TheRealPressStart, on OnlyFans. don't forget to like us, rate us, review us anywhere you get your
podcast. At the Real Press Feet.
At the Real Press Feet, yep. At the Real Feet Start.
Yeah.
At the Real Feet Start. On that note, game over. No more questions.